Recording live. Recording live.
Cancel the apocalypse.
Conscious flow. Tap to the conscious flow.
Supposed to fake this shit.
Yo, it's like this music. It's all we got, man. We gotta use it to like spread the message. 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 Conscious flow. World is crazy. Politics. 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 Conscious flow. Tap to the conscious flow. Conscious flow. Okay, everybody, welcome to episode 101.3, the third and final of our intro series, where we're discussing reality and the metaphysical world. There's a lot of things on this level. As you can probably tell, each of these intro series are kind of representing a different pillar of our show. And I'm just discussing a lot of things that have interested me and things I've come to become slightly knowledgeable about just through personal armchair research. This leg of it is something that I'm the newest with. All this metaphysical stuff is very new to me and is extremely interesting, and we're going to be exploring a lot of this kind of thing. So I'm glad everybody tuned in. Get ready for the show after this song.
Yeah. Lord, it's so hard living this life, a constant struggle each and every day. Some wonder why I'd rather die than to continue living this way. Many are blind and cannot find the truth, 'cause no one seems to really know. But I won't accept that this is how it's gonna be. Devil, you got to let me and my people go, 'cause I wanna be free, completely free. Lord, won't you please come and save me? I wanna be free, totally free. I'm not gonna let this world.
All right, welcome back. Here we are talking about reality and the metaphysical world. I've come to learn a lot about things like, well, actually not a whole lot, but just a little bit. It's really interesting to me. Auras, fields of energy. You've seen the movie What the Bleep Do We Know? There's the whole thing of quantum physics is really exciting. The fact that literally by science, everybody thinks that all solid matter is made of atoms, and that an atom is a really tiny piece of solid, but that's not it. It's actually just energy. So that means that all solid is just energy condensed and vibrating very slowly. Now, that's crazy when you really think about it. But all of the scientists in the movie, What the Bleep Do We Know, kept saying it's a radical way of thinking that you have to get past. But once you accept that, then this whole world of possibilities opens up. And there's a lot of scientific stuff going on with that quantum aspect. So we'll talk a lot about that. Fields of energy, positive and negative. Talking about vibrations, harmonics. There's natural harmonics in the earth along the meridians and so forth. So we're going to get into a lot of that exciting stuff. There's some really cool scientific, very interesting topics that we'll be talking about on these types of shows. So go ahead and check out this next song, and I'll be back in a moment.
Mashiach. perception. Surrender to the moment, then take your action. The brain is just a magnet. Thoughts are attracting all situations. It pays to be patient. So find that inner room, let it channel through you. The ocean can be seen through you. Just have to be you. Perfect as perfection. Welcome to the kingdom. Turn into the garden for the butterfly's ascension. You'll never see a coffin. Just focus on the ultimate. Giving up attachment to the pain that is past tense. Forget about the future. Now is the sutra. Present and focus. Waking from hypnosis. Constructors, passing out the mantras, on the Mashiraya, meditation tantra, running in the yama, so practice your sanana, cause this is the samskara, detach from human drama, maybe it's your karma, don't react to mayas, or just illusion, wrapped up in confusion, and headed for destruction, so find that in your guidance, meditate on silence, know your vital essences. One with God's presence, and you are not the author. You're just another chapter in God's book of laughter. Time is moving faster, cause we are at a standstill. Fucking with the screen, we're making deals with evil. We'll keep your mind feeble. The masters are returning to the ones within a yearning. For the truth of higher learning, cause the time for ascension is arising. So, we must move on before long, back to where we're all from. Oh, my God, may I release all your problems and give up all to God's son. Prayer is the communion to reach and disillusion. This theory has been proven, keep the doubts moving. Faith can move a mountain, play and a landing. Bring a new religion for the indigo children. The ship's about to happen, revealing next to me. Christ conscious actives, inviting at the walk and surrender, ego worthless, die to your earthling. Spirit is evolving, Maitreya is returning. Maitreya is returning. Maitreya is returning.
Okay, welcome back. In my first of the intro series, I mentioned a show called Out There Radio, and they talked about a lot of interesting things. A lot of the subjects that they talked about that I was unaware of were the world of esoterica and magic. You know, there's magic is something that it's very, there's a lot to it, you know. A lot of us didn't really believe in magic after we were kids, and you know, you come to find out there's people that really believe all these things, and it's very interesting subjects. You start getting into, like, unfortunately, it gets into very dark places, but it is interesting, and so we'll touch on some of those aspects as well. We'll be talking about expanded consciousness, ways to expand your consciousness, flotation tanks, sensory deprivation, psychedelics, tribal beliefs. We'll get into specific experiences that people have had with ayahuasca, salvia, mushrooms, of course, and, you know, LSD and all these others. But we've got a friend who will definitely, I believe she'll be on the show, and she has been down to Peru on her second trip for extended ayahuasca trips, and she's trained to be a shaman, is becoming very experienced with that, and we're going to talk to her all about that, and that'll be a very exciting show, probably be in our first two or three, I hope. The tribal beliefs, all those things, I've always believed that the Indians, the Native Americans, kind of had it, their beliefs, the most right on, without any outside dogma of just the great spirit and respect the earth, and so tribal beliefs are very important, so we'll also be discussing a lot of that aspect, so we'll be having a lot of good topics on that level. Expanded consciousness, tribal beliefs and rituals, rites, and magic, esoterica. It's going to be some good stuff. So that'll be the other branch of this type of show. Go ahead and check out this next song, and I'll bring it back with our last little segment here. This is a short one tonight, but just stay tuned. Okay, what does the brain see? That's another aspect that we want to cover, because I heard an interview with Joe Rogan the other day on Alex Jones' show, and he was saying that there's amazing things that go on with us every day that we don't even consider. Like, just the fact that you can see, I have a line of vision that comes out of an organ that comes out of a hole in my head. It's very weird when you think about it. It's an organ. It doesn't have, you know, it captures brain waves. You have your optical nerve and everything. And so what does your brain see? If our line of vision, we can only really see an infinitesimal percentage of the amount of things that there are to see. But does our brain see all of that? Does hypnotism tap into those kinds of things? Does our brain keep track of that? You know, I believe the number was your brain processes something like 400 million bits of information a second, but your eyes only process like 2,000. So there's all this information. Where's it going? That's a very interesting thing that we're going to be touching on as well. And that's something that was touched on in the What the Bleep movie also. The Aspects of the Celestine Prophecy. That's a really good book that I recommend. And it's kind of on some New Age stuff, but it's really about disconnecting from your ego and getting in touch with some of the more natural and mystical aspects of things. It's just a very good book. They made it into a movie, and I recommend that as well. But we'll probably do a show on the nine insights, you know, because they're very important, and they're good to lay out for people that haven't heard of it before. So that's another one. There's an aspect that you see recurring all over the place these days, and that's that we are all one. Personally, I've been a believer in this. Some people think it's New Age jargon, and it's an attempt to make people not rebel, not fight things in this world, on this plane. But I'm a believer that there's more planes of consciousness than this. So I think when you get in touch with that aspect, you can transcend this plane of consciousness. I don't have any proof of that, but I've just seen a lot of things that kind of point to that direction. And those are some things that we'll be talking about too. I'll look at some of the detractors, people that say that it's just New Age BS, and I'll see, like, maybe we'll have a discussion about that, because that's important. I think it's important to see, why do you think it's BS as opposed to why I think it's not? The We Are All One thing it's a very old theme, but it's gotten pulled away a lot. And if you see this world as a matrix, then the We Are All One theme is very, and the energy fields and all that thing. If everything is energy, then we are all one. We're one beam of energy somewhere that is creating this reality. It sounds a little crazy, but when we really start talking about some of the specifics about it, it won't seem so far off. You know, we'll talk about God, what people think God is. You know, is God just a energy? Is it a being? I think we're all pretty sure it's not a person up in the sky with long hair, but aside from that, nobody really knows. You know, sometimes I used to think, I still kind of do, that, you know, the whole analogy of the Force in the Star Wars movies all actually seems like a pretty good analogy for God. You know, the Force, that the tie that binds everything together, you know, it makes a lot of sense. So we'll discuss a lot of those things too, get a lot of different opinions, and just give people different things to marinate on and roll around in their head. You know, don't come to any decisions about anything, because the fact is, while we're on this earth, we are never going to know everything about everything, ever. So there's very few things that you can be positive about. That'd be very, I mean, I don't mean positive, like positive and negative, but like absolutely sure about. So why not just enjoy everything, be astonished, be amazed by the beauty of the world, enjoy, take this experience as it is. Like Bill Hicks says, life is just a ride. I'm going to play that sample right now. And I want to thank you guys for all tuning in. This is probably a short episode, but I don't have a whole lot of experience and knowledge in these aspects. And so these are just a lot of the topics that we'll be getting into, and hopefully you'll be learning along with me on these subjects. But like I said, we're going to go out with the Bill Hicks, Life is Just a Ride, and then a song after that.
You've been fantastic, and I hope you enjoyed it. There is a point. Is there a point to all this? Let's find a point. Is there a point to my act? I would say there is. I have to. The world is like a ride at an amusement park. And when you choose to go on it, you think it's real, because that's how powerful our minds are. And the ride goes up and down and round and round. It has thrills and chills, and it's very brightly colored, and it's very loud. And it's fun for a while. Some people have been on the ride for a long time, and they begin to question, is this real? Or is this just a ride? And other people have remembered, and they come back to us, and they say, hey, don't worry, don't be afraid, ever, because this is just a ride. And we kill those people. Shut him up. We have a lot invested in this ride. Shut him up. Look at my furrows of worry. Look at my big bank account and my family. This has to be real. It's just a ride. But we always kill those good guys who try and tell us that. You ever notice that? And let the demons run amok? But it doesn't matter, because it's just a ride. And we can change it anytime we want. It's only a choice. No effort, no work, no job, no savings of money. A choice right now between fear and love. The eyes of fear want you to put bigger locks on your door, buy guns, close yourself off. The eyes of love instead see all of us as one. Here's what we can do to change the world right now to a better ride. Take all that money we spend on weapons and defense each year and instead spend it feeding, clothing, and educating the poor of the world, which it would many times over, not one human being excluded, and we can explore space together, both inner and outer, forever in peace. Thank you very much. You've been great. I hope you enjoy it.
Hello, I'm Johnny Cash.
Hi, I'm Willie Nelson. What do you want to do for? An old cowpoke went riding out one dark and windy day. Up on a ridge he rested as he went along his way. When all at once a mighty herd of red-eyed cows he saw plowing through the cloudy sky, an upper cloudy draw. Their brands were still on fire and their hooves were made of steel. The horns were black and shiny and their hot breath he could feel. A bolt of fear went through him as they thundered through the skies. He saw the riders coming hard and he heard their mournful cry. Yippee-i-yay, yippee-i-yo. Ghost riders in the sky. Passed on by him, he heard one call his name. If you want to save your soul from hell, a riding on our range, and cowboy, change your ways today, or with us you will ride, trying to catch the devil's herd across these endless skies. Shirts all soaked with sweat. He's riding hard to catch that herd, but he ain't caught him yet. Cause they've got to ride forever on that range up in the sky. On a